excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing, an American-made VA. Paul, how are you? I know we're excited about our guest. We're going to talk some history today. And she has no idea when I come up with a topic, I can come up with 50,000 questions. So let's get it started.
And that's true.
I'm very pleased to announce that we are welcoming Mina Valentine again, a very, very special historical romance author. So welcome, Mina.
Thank you.
All right. So Mina, let's just jump into, you have an announcement. You've chosen the title of your first book. What is it?
The Marquis Seeks His Muse.
Okay. The Marquis Seeks Its Muse. I'm just interested, why that title?
It sounded good. No, he is a Marquis. So on the ladder of royalty, he's one down from a Duke. And the Duke is one down from being a prince. So he's pretty high up in the hierarchy. He's never been interested in a woman ever. He's always had mistresses, which was acceptable at that time. He sees this woman in the theater and he gets a glimpse of her and he's so inspired. He wants to find her. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody knows what her name is. So a lot of it is him trying to find her. Find out who she is. He does a lot of work to find her. So she is kind of like his muse. Because she causes him, or she inspires him to do things out of his comfort zone.
Wow. Okay, so let's go into, you talk about Marquis. Let's go to muse now. What is a muse?
A muse is someone that inspires somebody. Like an artist can use a woman as a muse. I think there's artists, painters that have used, Picasso used muses. I think for a short time, Hemingway had a muse. Just somebody that inspires him to do what they do.
So certain coaches or certain people we follow are muses.
Maybe in a convoluted kind of way.
Okay. An influencer way. An influencer is a muse.
In a convoluted sort of way.
Okay. We'll go deeper. All right. So let's talk about the time period of this, when this book takes place. And maybe, like, I want to more break it down in certain ways. What date does it take place in?
I think this takes place around 1794. And it's an interesting time period. For one thing, it had the hottest, this is what they describe it as, the hottest summer that was on record up to that time. Mm. So they were having a lot of problems with crops. The British signed a treaty with Prussia and the Netherlands against France because that was steaming up. They were having naval battles then. And the British, they did a lot of tag. I got you, now tag, you got me. But the British overall did a pretty good job with the French on the water. Mm-hmm. There were, during that time, because the British was in war, it was kind of a covert. Yeah. Started to say pervert. A covert kind of war. They tried in Parliament, they tried to pass an act that would allow foreigners to join the British service. And there were a lot of people that did not want that for obvious reasons. You know, you could get spies in there. There was a lot of trouble with that. So there was a lot going on militarily under this, just under the surface. And then the weather caused a bit of a problem because all these lords, they had all these estates, but every estate had tenants. And if your tenants weren't doing well, guess what they did? They folded up and went to London. And the lords that had all the estates really needed to keep their tenants. So it was a bit of a struggle.
Now you think about the American Revolution in 1776.
Yeah.
Then at this time period, where are we located? Are we in Britain? British time? Are we in the British Empire?
We're all in Great Britain.
Yes. Okay. So that time, yeah.
We've already fought the American Revolution, excuse me, but there's still a lot of animosity. There were rich American women that went to England to hook a title. So there was that. And then American soldiers would go over to Great Britain for business, and they were not looked well upon. There were a lot of fights, duels over that.
And this is right before, again, the next war. If you're my brain's dead, but it has to do with the Indian War, right?
The Indian War was in America. There was some of that, but I haven't done a lot of research on that because I don't write that. I can probably recall it in the depths of my little brain.
But what about you, Paul? You're a bright IT guy, or fighting terrorism. What was after the American Revolutionary War, that the French and Indian War?
That was also during the Revolution, or maybe even a little bit before. But which what you may be thinking about are Napoleonic Wars around 1804, or the War of 1812, or us and the right. Brits.
So the Napoleonic Wars went on for a very long time, and there was the big one was culminated in the Battle of Waterloo. That was 1850. But they fought and fought and fought for a long time. You know, they sent him to Elba, and he escaped. So he got all his buddies, and they almost did it again.
Oops, I did it again. All right, so your romance never went French. Nothing of your your books are going to go into France at all?
No, not at this time. I haven't written anything. Although at the time these books are written, about 1794 and 95, they weren't traveling over in Europe too much because of the French. They were on the move. And at that time, they were heading into Spain.
Okay.
So the honeymooners didn't get much of a chance to go to the continent.
I got it. Now, thinking about it, so all your books stay in about the 1790 range. Is that correct?
No. I have books that are already written, and those are around 1810, 1815.
Mm-hmm.
So we progress.
You're progressing. Well, we'll find all that out. All right. So the best place people can go is Mina Valentine. Check her out on all different social media. And very soon, the website will be launched before the book launch. We have a title.
Yeah.
Ready to get things going. So we appreciate you coming by, Mina.
I'm really excited. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a minute.